You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Big historic night for the Houston Astros, with Jose Altuve being the fastest Astro ever to 1,000 hits. Very exciting. Lots of people at the ballpark for this game, which was wonderful to see. Let's talk to Bill Brown, longtime television announcer for the Astros. I'm Allison Futter. Brownie, so you were here. That's so cool. The fact that he was able to do it at home. And wow, they're only here for 2 days. They have these two long road trips and two home games, and so the timing couldn't have been better, right?
Right, and we were just on the road to Minnesota and Toronto, and it was a seven-game trip, and we were wondering all throughout this trip, is there any way this can work out so he could do this at home? We remembered back to the Craig Biggio build-up to number 3,000, and in Milwaukee, he did not play all three games of that series. The Astros wanted him to hit that mark at home, and it turned out that he did on the first game back, and he got five hits in that game, needing three. And so Altuve gets three, needing three, and both of them highly improbable that any major league hitter is going to get three hits in any given game, especially one in which he can achieve a milestone like that. So it was a special night.
That yeah, because on this road trip, we're like, I mean, he's just getting hit after hit after hit, like all these multi-hit games, and what it looked like insurmountable in your recent road trip, it looked like he was going to get it then. I mean, can we put in perspective the insane pace that he is on?
Well, you've done a lot of research comparing him to guys on the top 10 hit list of all time, and he got there faster than half of them, and that is just a great comparison, I thought. But, you know, you and I both looked down at the numbers of a lot of people, including Pete Rose. Altuve reached this 1,000 mark ahead of Pete Rose, which is insane. He reached it about 200 games faster than Craig Biggio, which I think shocks the Houston fan base, and those are things that we always tend to gravitate toward to try to give us a little perspective, but this guy is creating his own perspective. He's just amazing, and not only is he getting the hits at a more rapid pace, but he's walking more and he's doing more damage with these extra base hits now.
I remember when he was first coming up, and of course he was told, you have to walk more, you have to be able to get on base with a walk, or you're never going to make it in this game. They were kind of frustrated with him early on. Not frustrated, I mean, they realized that he was a young guy. But they kind of let him create his own game over time, right? And that's what needed to happen, because he was clearly going to do, he was going to be successful doing his own thing.
Yeah, he's one of those rare talents, and with a rare talent, I think many people who've been in baseball forever and tried to instruct those who need instruction realize there's a time to stay away from a rare talent. So he'll figure it out on his own.
We were talking about maybe the small strike zone. And I asked one of the Blue Jays pitchers when they were in town about, is it because the strike zone is so small that it's working to his advantage? And that might be, like you say, the low fastballs are where he kind of has a problem.
That's what the charts show in terms of his batting average in every area of the strike zone. But I don't think a lot of pitchers can exploit that, because he has a different body build that would require a lower pitch than they're used to trying to shoot for. On an average size person, we'll say, or like, you know, a lot of hitters are 6'2", 6'3", these days. Well, that's quite a difference in where the knees are in the strike zone. And so I think it works to Jose's advantage a little bit, but nobody helps him swing the bat. We can look at all these numbers, and he just covers an awful lot of the strike zone really well.
Yeah, he's amazing. I just think that we're looking at history already. Of course, he's got to do it for a much longer time, but yes, I think that he's going to get 3,000 hits, and he's going to still be a very young man. It's going to be fun. Okay, so let's move on just quickly. Let's talk about just the team as a whole. I mean, they're in a wild card race, right? But it's been kind of rough lately. So do you think that they're going to be able to maybe get back in this thing? September looks a little rough.
Yeah, it's a difficult schedule. They have a lot of opponents ahead of them who have winning records and are in the playoff chase right now. They've been slipping back closer to 500 in recent days, although they did have a winning road trip, but the previous homestand was 2-5. It gets to the point, even though there are maybe 5-6 weeks left in the season, you don't feel that a team can have a losing homestand and really hang in there. There are a lot of teams in this whole wild card picture right now, so they really cannot afford any kind of a slump. They need a lift. They need people to get hot. They need a Dallas Keuchel to reel off several wins in a row. He had a 4-2 lead in the opener of the homestand against the Cardinals, and they really need to avoid losing games like that. So the odds are stacking more and more against them right now. It's still achievable, and they could use a Gurriel coming up and lighting it up. Some inspiration from some players somewhere.
All right, Brownie. Thank you so much for your time. Good catching up with you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.